cracking.
Calypso is one of the main features of Vinci Mass, and Ann Miller, president of the Calypsonians Association, says Calypso lovers will be in for a treat this year as there are a variety of songs touching on social commentaries, political and current issues. She tells NBC News that the Calypso season is off to a late start as the launch of 10 shows is scheduled for June 2nd.
Will be launched on the 2nd of June, which is next week. This year it's going to be tent atmosphere with a difference. We are going to be using the Russell's Auditorium. We have three local tents competed this year: Graduates Calypso Tent, the Upstage Calypso Tent, and the On-Tour Calypso Tent. This year the Pitani Calypso Tent is not participating, but we can see some of their seasoned artists incorporated in these other three tents. The Graduates Calypso Tent kicked off the Calypso season on the 2nd of June, Tuesday the 2nd of June, followed by Upstage Experience, then the On-Tour Calypso Tent. 10 shows will be done weekly, with the preliminary judging for the local tents beginning on the 16th of June, followed by Upstage Experience on the 17th of June, and On-Tour will climax on the 18th of June. Not forgetting our overseas Dynamite tent in New York. They have had their launch of... They're going to be facing the judges on the 29th of May, that's this Friday. On the 19th of June, the 22 semifinalists will be announced.
Miss Miller also listed the schedule for 10 shows, and she noted that there will be an entertaining package at each event.
This year, the Graduates Calypso Tent will run weekly Tuesdays, Upstage Experience Wednesdays, and On Tour Thursdays, as we would know On Tour to be the tent that always runs on a Thursday and climaxes the season. This year, we have three very experienced judges who have been in the judging the art form for over 8 years now. So without no doubt, we have no fear. So this year, Wallace Christopher, Daniel Hall, and Aubrey Gould will be the three judges for the preliminary for 2015. This year, expect giveaways. It would not be just a ten show where you come and you listen to calypsos and you go home. It will be there will be humor, there'll be giveaways, there'll be interaction. You have to be at the show to know what's going on. Every week, there's going to be something new.
Miss Miller is also promising patrons a show with a difference, and she encouraged persons to support the shows leading up to Fantastic Friday.
This year, we expect nothing but the best, and we have to understand that if we're uplifting the Calypso venue, we expect you to come out and enjoy the show, have good behavior, and the atmosphere, we should all enjoy it. But for Fantastic Friday, expect a show that you won't forget. It's the 55th year of Monarchy. We'll be honoring monarchs of the decade. We have a surprise for Fantastic Friday. Persons would come out and we'll let them know as time goes by. We'll be honoring monarchs of the decade, and we're gonna have a surprise package on Fantastic Friday.
President of the Calypsonians Association, Ann Miller. I am Radhika Stephen with NBC's Carnival Update.
Carnival is here again.